It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny Bean to call
it. To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give. Walker.
Kenny Walker. Touchdown. Swatty.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. Ends up.
Yes. Caught. Touchdown to Troy Myers. They did it. Amon Ross St. Brown to receive again.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Larkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Welcome back, rise and shine. Good feel good Friday morning to you. It is the 12th day of August 2022. Football on the television last night. A beautiful, beautiful sign. Hey, how about this one? Terry on Twitter says, Lions 12-5, baby, if they could stay healthy.
Which Terry is that? Oh, come on, GB.
Let's do it. What's wrong
with
that?
I know what I'm talking about.
Yo, was that Mike Babcock? Who was that?
No, it's Don Cherry.
Oh, okay. Don Cherry. Boy, tough end of his career. 12-5 would be a bigger shocker than the Bengals last year. But there is the, people just can't believe. They refuse to believe. They just want to live in misery. They want to always believe that it's the same old Lions. Got to hear all that. They refuse to believe. Got to have some belief. You got to dream. You got to have grit. You don't have grit. You don't love. You're not dreaming. You're not doing anything, Dan. You're just out here like six wins. Come on, Dan. Did you not hear Coach Campbell? You share the same name as the head coach. Shouldn't that give you some belief?
That's enough for me.
I share the same name as your dad.
He believes.
Does he? I doubt it. Your dad's seen a lot more Lions football than we have.
I'm going to have to ask him. That's a good question. I'm going to have to ask him if he believes. I don't know. I might have talked him into it yesterday to do a 22-minute monologue on Lions football yesterday. So it might be 12-5. I mean, why not? Why not us? Why not us? Watch tonight, just an absolute disaster. But for real, like, why not us? Why can't we have something nice? Why can't we have an exciting professional football season? Why can't we be in a playoff hunt? Why not? Because the defense couldn't apply any pressure, and you had the cornerbacks trying to cover for 12 seconds a game or a snap last year per game? Like, no, we got a better defensive line now, which is going to be more pressure with the front four. If you can pressure with four, you can do a whole hell of a lot more versatile in the back end. So defense is going to be markedly improved. Now 132 missed tackles last year. That's a problem. Got to tackle. Pursuit and tackle. I heard that on Hard Knocks. Let's pursue and let's tackle. Look, let's do it, man. Why not us? What else is going on in the sports world? Try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Well, I see we got some news coming out here. Everybody is going crazy right now because Michigan is going to have an on-field DJ like they did last year during the Wisconsin game. I don't really look. Andy, are you a Michigan State or a Michigan guy? I can't remember.
Remember neither. Penn State. We are. I just went 2 weeks ago to Happy Valley.
Did you really?
Yeah. I'm pre-gaming get the feel for the campus because Central plays against Penn State on September 24th. So going down there for that.
All right, so everyone is going, there is half of the fan base is going crazy because they're like, why do we need an on-field? This news from 24/7 Sports, Michigan will have an on-field DJ and in-game host for all games this year. And people are like, why do we need it? Oh, my God. What? You know, like the down in front crowd is going to be upset. They're going to be mad about that. At the same time, you know, like, look, it's about the atmosphere. College sports are changing. It tell me, I know that you have the fight song and you have the band, but like the professional sports atmosphere is electric. It is electric. Tell me when you see that intro video. The Lions come out. I'm not saying that the Lions is the same as touching the banner, but at the same time, like it's a different wrinkle for game day entertainment. That's all it is. I mean, that's what it is. It's a different wrinkle. Let's make it fun. Have some fun with it. Cleveland Guardians beat the Detroit Tigers 4-3. They complete the sweep. Not a good situation here for the Tigers at all against the Guardians. They are now down 8-7 in the season series. They pack their bags after the three-game sweep and head to Chicago against the Southsiders for 7-10, 7-10, and 2-10 start times for the Tigers taking on the White Sox.
Yeah, that 7-10 stinks tomorrow. I don't want to work at 7-10 on a Saturday.
Yeah, that is.
Make that 4 o'clock, Chicago. Gosh.
Yeah, what's the matter with you? Come on, you guys. What else we have going on here? We have Matt Patricia and Joe Judge split the play calling duties yesterday for the Patriots. I can't imagine it's going to work out well. It wouldn't work out anywhere else, but then there's Bill Belichick, and it's like, why do you continue to be the way that you are? You know, it's just kind of, it's kind of irritating. They hit the hell out of Danny Dimes last night, though. Daniel Jones took a beating. Like, I'm telling you, that Giants team, I wouldn't draft Saquon in a fantasy league. I'm not doing it. Don't ask. Coach Todd Bowles said Tom Brady has stepped away from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but this is actually something that they planned ahead of time. Quote, there's something we talked about before training camp even started. We allotted this time because he wanted to get in and get chemistry with the guys and go through 2 weeks of training camp knowing he wasn't going to play the first two games. He didn't want to take reps away from Blaine Gabbert, Kyle Trask, or Ryan Griffin going into these next two games knowing it's something he needed to handle. When asked if it was health-related, Coach Bowles said, quote, it's a personal issue. That's all I could tell you. Why? Like, what is it? What is it? So we can stop asking these questions. If you just answer it, then we don't have to ask. What's so private? Is it a family issue? You got children? Is there a problem with the kid? You know, is it something going on with the wife? If it was planned ahead of time, is it your parents? Do we need to know? Do you want to know? Minnesota Vikings sent quarterback Kirk Cousins home from training camp due to an undisclosed illness. I'm telling you, I think we're beating the Vikings, too. I do. I don't believe in Kirk Cousins. Marshawn Lynch, 36 years old, he was arrested. This is not good. 7:30 a.m. Tuesday, the arrest came the morning after the Seattle Seahawks, a team which the Lynch played for most of his 12-year career, announced that Lynch had been hired as a broadcast special correspondent. He was in Las Vegas, and Nevada PD found him, and the car was undrivable. One wheel was missing. The other two wheels were damaged, and he was asleep at the wheel. The car was parked, and then they had to pull him out by his hoodie. Bill Russell's number 6 is going to be retired across the NBA following the legend's death. I don't know how I feel about this. Like, the Boston Celtics already retired his number, obviously. They're going to wear a special number 6 on the jersey, which I think is fine. But retiring a number across the league, I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel. I think jersey, you know, we're getting to the point now where, like, do we have too many jersey numbers retired? If you're the Celtics, like, what number can you honestly wear for that organization? Like, but say, if you just got to the team, half the numbers are you can't wear because they're retired, and the other half are already being worn. So what are you left with, like, 64? Like, come on. And I it's not a shot at Bill Russell. I think it's funny because, you know, at first I thought they were going to make all the guys wearing 6 change their numbers, but now they're going to be, you know, LeBron wears 6. So they got to make a new rule because what's he going to do? Go back to Michael Jordan's number? Like, come on. Guy doesn't even have his own number. That's your king. But this idea that, you know, league wide, I don't know. I don't know. Michigan State, they got Tom Izzo. A new deal, another new deal, 5 years, $31 million. Said he's a Spartan for life. Has he never not been a Spartan? Was there a time in his life when he wasn't? Mariners have activated star outfielder Julio Rodriguez off the 10-day injured list. And that's what we have for the headlines. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
The first inning in any game is unpredictable, but you can place a no-run first inning wager with confidence at BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Make a no-run first inning prop bet on any Friday MLB game. If only one run is scored in the first, you'll get your stake back and free bets up to $20. That's right. Simply place a single or parlay no-run first inning bet. No runs in the first, no problem. You win. If only one run is scored, get your wager back and free bets up to $20. Take big swings all season long with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New and existing customer offer. Opt-in is required. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated person.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter, and they are growing. They have merged with Dorn Mayhew, a top 60 accounting and business firm in the U.S. So stronger together when it comes to Dorn Mayhew and Bean Garter across Michigan and all around America. You can find out more at beangarter.com. That's BEENEGARTR.com. Whether your business is small or big, no matter what your needs are, Bean Garter has been strengthening local businesses since 1949. They understand your ambitions, they share the responsibility of achieving your goals, and they over-deliver while giving you many different options when it comes to your accounting and business needs. Find out more at beangarter.com. That's beangarter.com. Bean Garter, a Dorn Mayhew firm.
Morning long on the Meyer guest line. Call 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. Now back to Danny, Ryan, and AB.
Welcome back here. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Excited to talk to the guru of college football, Phil Steele, who will join us coming up at 8:35 this morning. First, let's get to the Meyer Supercenter guest line. You can join us too, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. That's where we find, who is on the horn right now for us, Dan?
Terry.
Terry!
GB Ritz. Whatever
Mr.
he wants
Ritz.
To
go. Mr. Ritz, how are you? Ritz Carlton.
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning, AB?
I'm good. I'm good, my friend. I'm doing well. We are excited about Lions football tonight inside Ford Field. Official kickoff time, 6:08, NFL Network. It's going to be electric.
I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and I can feel it all the way out here in Grand Blanc.
Can you feel the juice? You know, I'm not trying to pour the Kool-Aid. All I'm asking the listeners to do here today is give me a real reason outside of same old Lions as to why this team can't be it.
I believe that every season's a new season. Now, there are other seasons. Believe me, I've seen a lot of losing seasons in my lifetime, and I've gone through a lot of head coaches, and this team has disappointed more than it has shown us some satisfaction throughout the years. So I will just, but look, I liked what I saw last year, even the fact that even though they didn't, have a great record, but they, what was impressive is that they played hard for Dan Campbell through injuries right down to the last game. I mean, they could have quit on him like they did Patricia. You know, they could have just said, nah, this isn't cutting it. We're done. You know, kind of stuff. But hey, they, why, like you said, why not us? And I asked Dan when I called in, does the NFL have a stat like the NHL does where they have man games lost to injury? I know the season schedules are completely different, 82 games versus 17 games, but the rosters are lopsided too. 50 players versus 23 players. So you could balance it out that way, and I don't know what the Lions' stat would have been.
They were fifth in the league in man games lost last year. Nobody was more injured than the New York Football Giants. Baltimore was the second most injured team. Tennessee was third. The Jets were fourth, and Detroit was fifth, just shy of 300 total. Now, according to a study conducted by the Buffalo News, Detroit starters missed more game as a result of injury and COVID in 2021 than any other NFL franchise. They have 134 games lost by starters due to those two factors, followed up by the Baltimore Ravens at 125, the Giants at 115, the Jets at 113, and the football team at 111. That'd be the Washington Commanders. So 134 games, according to the Buffalo News, 134 games from starters, just shy of 300 total, based on the fact that it was starters, it was second teamers, it was like get this undrafted free agent in here, Jerry Jacobs, let's go.
Well, to me, that's a pretty significant stat. So,
it's huge.
You know, so let's just see what they have. You know, I'm anxious to watch all this year. I want to see the improvement. You know, they may not go 12-5, but you know, it's going to be fun to watch. I think it's going to be an exciting team, and I'm looking for the page to turn kind of thing. Culture to shift. Let's start winning games, and let's go from there.
Terry, how long you been a Lions fan, real quick?
Oh, at least 55 years.
Does this team feel different than other coaching hires? Like, what's your confidence level in the staff, and when's the last time you felt this confident?
Probably
Jim Schwartz.
The last time I felt this confident was during the Barry Sanders regime, you know, when he was rushing and probably early 90s when they had the 12-2.
Wayne Fonts?
Wayne Fonts era, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I would say so. Yeah, because, I mean, there's been so much disappointment. I mean, how do you go to Dallas and lose 5-0, for Christ's sake? I mean, geez, that was way back in the 70s under, I just had his name placed, the quarterback, Greg Landry. You know, they couldn't even muster a touchdown in Dallas that year. So, any point. So, granted, Detroit football fans have suffered a lot in the past seven decades, as far as I can tell, or six decades. So, we deserve a little bit. Like you said, why can't we be the team that catches the lightning in the bottle and had nice things. So
I'll tell you what,
it happens every year to some team.
It does. It happens every year, and if it did, this state, this town would not know how to act.
Can I say one other thing? I'd like to give a shout out to Freddie Bello for a great golf outing last weekend. It was a fun time. He did a class A job again, and anybody who hasn't golfed in that yet needs to sign up next year because he does a great job, and it's a fun time. You know, if you're going out there to win something, that's not the whole idea of the thing. Just go out there and have a blast. You put on a great time, and it's a fun day. That's all I can say. Good job, Freddie. So
good job, Freddie. Freddie's on vacation through the golf tournament. So I'm getting out of here. I'm taking a week. God bless him. He was playing golf yesterday. Played the round of his life. He said yesterday.
Well, good for him.
Multiple birdies, good. Multiple pars. He's like, I made a par from chipped in from 45 yards out. He's like, the round of my life. So I was excited for him.
Perfect. That's outstanding. And hope you had a good week in golf too. That could be a conversation for another day.
Haven't played. Haven't played in 2 weeks. I had couldn't play in my league this week because I was filling in for Huge. Couldn't play in my league last week because I was filling in for Huge. Didn't play this past weekend because I had to go to Cleveland for a wedding. I went out there to for the wedding and to scout the Clowns, and they're just a disaster. They have no quarterback. I don't know what they're doing. The report is now that they're waiting on the discipline for Deshaun Watson could come down today. And if it does come down today, and it's going to be more than six games, although he's made some sort of like agreement, he'll pay a $5 million fine or something and miss eight games. He's trying to set, like, he'll now take eight games. The NFL wants to give him the whole season. If they do that, the Browns might actually be in the market to try to go get Jimmy Garoppolo, which, talk about the dominoes falling. My goodness, I mean, how much can you pay for quarterbacks out here? Goodness gracious. But, Terry, my friend, as always, appreciate the call. Go Red Wings.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again soon, Nancy.
All righty. Sounds good. There he goes. I love those kind of calls. Love that. By the way, 63 days away from the Red Wings opener. 63 days and 11 hours. If you were counting down. So we have exactly 30 days from today. Oh, yeah, 30 days and 4 hours away from the Lions opener. And Michigan football set to kick things off in 22 days as well. So that is exciting. Hey, by the way, speaking of football and baseball and hockey on the horizon, basketball is going to be returning soon. This is it. Tonight is the beginning of the end of my life until March. Get in on the hottest sports action for your shot to win cold hard cash with the DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet on your favorite sports all summer long and gear up for football season. Right now, new customers can get risk-free bets up to $1,000. Just make sure your free bet up to $1,000. If it doesn't hit, you'll get another shot to win big. Plus, with same game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, props, your betting options, they never stop, folks. It's non-stop over at DraftKings. You're going to love it. All you have to do right now, log on, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code HUGE, promo code H-U-G-E only at DraftKings. Your first deposit, risk-free bet up to $1,000. Promo code HUGE, only at DraftKings. Now, if you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, wants help, needs help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline, 800-270-7117, 21+, Michigan only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit. Risk-free bet paid out in the form of non-withdrawable free bet tokens, maximum $1,000. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Hop on to the sport book. You know what I'm saying? All right, Phil Steele, the guru of college football. He joins us next. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here. X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. That's less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. And as the summer winds down, they still have great stay-and-play packages available. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. Don't forget about the fall rates that will happen after September. You can follow the rate changes at TullymoreGolf.com. And if you live in the West Michigan area or around Mount Pleasant, Midland, Cadillac, wherever, you're close to driving in and playing 18 or 36. You don't have to stay and play, but I do recommend the stay and play packages at TullymoreGolf.com. Still a lot of summer golf remaining. And if you're looking to book a wedding, reception, a special event, they can handle it. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. And real estate is pretty big at Tullymore. See everything you need at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com.
Whether jackpots or colors of the rainbow, seven's a special number. At Meijer, it's no different. This week, get more for your money with 7 for $7, no luck required. Mix or match specially marked items. Buy 7 or more and get each for only a dollar. From Meijer Whole Kernel Sweet Corn, Starkist Tuna Pouches, Meijer Pretzels Puffs or Corn Chips, and Meijer Sandwich Bags, there are so many ways to 7 for $7 at Meijer. And no matter how you shop, enjoy the same low Meijer prices in-store and online. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
We might have just come out with our most refreshing Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer yet. It's called the Essential Collection. It's made with coconut water and real fruit juice. So it's always going to have a real refreshing fruit taste. Can refreshing get any more refreshing? Yep, it can, and it just did. Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Made with coconut water and real fruit juice for superior taste. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. IRC Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Coming right at you. The excitement you've been waiting for. Eagle Casino and Sports. Mobile sports betting made in Michigan and made for Michigan. All the point spreads, props, parlays, and more at one exciting site. PlayEagle.com. Sign up today and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000. Eagle Casino and Sports. Go to PlayEagle.com and start winning today. Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
The horizon, as is football season. The preseason action last night, a little more preseason action tonight, 6:08 kick time. The Lions will open up the 2022 campaign against the Atlanta Falcons. And now the football season's here. That means golf season is coming to a close. But good news, folks. It's not too late to book your stay and play at Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, offering not one but two championship courses. Tullymore at St. Ives, located about an hour north of Grand Rapids, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant. It's Up North Golf without the drive and the lodging to be able to cater to you and your partner, your foursome, or up to 400 of your closest friends and family or coworkers. Tullymore not only features top-line golf experiences, but also top-line accommodations and the perfect space for your wedding event, reception, and group outing. Visit TullymoreGolf.com, TullymoreGolf.com, or call 1-800-972-4837, 1-800-972-4837. Book your stay and play at Tullymore today. That's Danny Cahalan and Andy Shambo. I'm Anthony Bellino. Just steal. By the way, I wanted last two, Kings and Tullymore. I sent that both to my boys out in Cleveland, and they are mystified right now at what took place. They cannot believe the speed in which I read that gambling helpline hot number. 800-270-7117. Are you saying enough every day? You just get used to it. You as a listener, you should know that by heart right now. Without question. No problem at all. But it is great to be with you. I saw a stat here. Tony Paul tweeted something. He said, quote, "I feel like the best sports owners are diehard fans themselves." Chris Illich, meanwhile, needed notes yesterday to list off players in his organization. Daryl had tweeted in a response, 9 winning seasons and 30 years of Illich ownership, which Dan rebuked right away. He said, look here, I can't blame 92 on him, right? Yeah, so you take over. And my question here when it comes to the Tigers and to Chris Illich and to the movement here of Al Avila, the removal, is, you know, Chris Illich, they tried the whole shed the payroll, let's try to, you know, stock up the cupboards, get the pipeline going, this, that, and the third. Okay, you tried that and it didn't work. So is now the time where you crack open the checkbook? You realize, okay, process one, that didn't work. Now I need a new GM hire, buys me a little bit of time. What do we do next? That's really the biggest question. What do we do next here? Well, hopefully Phil give us a call. You got Phil's number, by the way? He just retweeted my tweet. So
I know. Maybe he's calling right now. I see his retweets. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the phone to ring.
I love the retweets. Okay. All right. Brett says 9-6 easy. We'll be a solid team. I'm with you. Well, as much as I love 9-6, that's only 15 games. What are we doing with the other two? Is Brett saying we're going to be 9-6-2? Remember, we got a 17 game season. So if we're going 9 wins, we got 8 losses. We're 9-8. I think that's feasible. I think it's very much feasible. That's why I say, you know, I'm trying to be as calm about it as possible. I go through the schedule, and every time I go through the schedule, I find like 2 or 3 more wins, and I'm like, how's that going to happen? Right? But I look at this Lions team, and I want you to step back from where you have been in Lions fandom over the last 15, 20, 30, 40, 57 years, right? I want you to take a step away from that, and I want you to ask yourself, why not us? Why can't we do that? I'm not saying we got to be the Cincinnati Bengals make the Super Bowl. But why can't we have a special season? I see no legitimate reason why we shouldn't. We have a quarterback. We have a legitimate wide receiving core. We have health on the offensive line. We've got multiple weapons at the running back position. We've got a Pro Bowl caliber tight end. We draft a 6'7", 260-pound machine at the edge that's going to draw a whole hell of a lot of attention. A lot of attention towards Aiden Hutchinson, pardon me. And if Hutch is drawing all that attention, that's going to free up some other guys to do some other things. Why not us? And take it easy on the sack number, whatever it is. Whatever Aiden Hutchinson's sack number ends up being at the end of the season. Relax. That's not going to be the end-all be-all, right? Kayvon Thibodeau could go out there and have 30 sacks. And if he does and the Giants aren't winning, it doesn't matter. If Aiden Hutchinson has 4 sacks but has 100 pressures, and Charles Harris numbers go up, and Levi Onwuzurike, his sack number goes up, and Ali McNeil's number goes up. The secondary's covering better because we can finally pressure the quarterback. Can you get there with 4? And I go back to the Super, like, who's the best offense in the league? Like, over the last 5 years, who would you say has the best offense in the league over the last 5 years?
Kansas City.
Who would that be? Kansas City, thank you. Kansas City got beat by who in the Super Bowl their last time they made the big game? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What did Tampa Bay do extremely well in that game? Linebackers went sideline to sideline, and they could get pressure with four. And when you get pressure with four, you could take even the most talented quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, and make him uncomfortable. You're not going to see Patrick Mahomes every week. And if you can make Patrick Mahomes uncomfortable, that's the recipe for victory. But if you can't get pressure to the quarterback, and you expect your secondary that lost the number 3 overall pick with an Achilles, that saw Amani Oruwariye step up huge. I don't think we could put enough emphasis on him. Guys like Jerry Jacobs, Tracy Walker having a bounce back season. And the fact that Tracy Walker could have walked away as an unrestricted free agent, said that, hey, somebody offered him a little bit of more money, but he wants to make Detroit a winner. That's important. That should matter to you as a fan, that a guy who's an unrestricted free agent wants to come back and play here, wants to win here, wants to make a difference in Detroit. That's why Dan Campbell took this job. He played here. He knows the fan base. He knows we're starving for a winner. I know I'm employed. This isn't a rah-rah speech. This is the reality of the situation. So I am more than excited for whatever takes place tonight. I think we've got great battles. For those people that don't watch preseason games, I get it. You want the regular season? That's fine. You don't want to watch the exhibition? That's cool. Like, to each their own. I'm not gonna say you got to watch it and you're not a fan or anything of that nature. That's ridiculous. What I do want you to do is I want you to watch for some of those position battles, right? What running back looks good tonight that isn't named Jamal Williams, that isn't named DeAndre Swift? Wide receivers not named Josh Reynolds, Amon-Ra St. Brown, or DJ Chark. Who's gonna step up and win one of those battles? This is where Quintez Cephas going down, getting dinged up the other day in camp. This is why that's kind of a big injury. And even if he's hurt or injured, depending on what it is, like if he's got a chance to get out there on the field, you got to get out there on the field. You have to, because that competition there, especially when Jameson Williams comes back, now you got four legitimate wide receivers. You got Jared Goff more comfortable taking shots down the field. Oh, my God. Broncos Nation, let's ride. Is that what he says, Broncos Nation or Broncos Country? Russell Wilson. Which one is it?
I don't know. I don't pay much.
Broncos Country.
Russell Wilson.
Let's ride. You haven't seen that? You haven't seen that? It's been all over the web because he had to do the promo shoot.
Yeah, I have. I saw the... Actually, might have been some Penn State kids kind of mocking him. I think it was, I don't know. Did you see those? Like the guys that were jokingly doing it.
Keenan Allen was doing it too. His wide receivers were doing it. And then Sierra, she was out of the practice field. She's like, Broncos Nation, let's ride. And he was like, you didn't have to do it all sexy. And then she started like jumping on him. I was like, look at these two. Look at these two having the time of their life. Tonight's game on NFL Network at 6 o'clock against the Atlanta Falcons. Bad news for this game. One guy that's not going to make the trip, our old friend Michael Rothstein. Michael Rothstein, who left the Lions beat with ESPN, he now has the Falcons beat. He will not be traveling. I was very excited. I even tweeted at him yesterday. Hey, welcome home. He said, I'm not making the trip. I said, tickets as low as $9 right now to get into the building. There's no reason, especially... Right, especially if you're someone. I understand that the NFL game day experience.
Hey, can you put
is
that
expensive?
Hit that $9. Put it in your cart, and go to checkout and see if it's over $18. I want to know.
All right, so they're sending me to Vivid Seats right now. We're doing this live on the air
because I would imagine the fees are more than that.
I'm in section 345, so I got the little mini TVs just in case. I can't get to checkout because I have to log in. I'm going to get 2 tickets. Do I have a password for this? Maybe I do. We'll sign in. Forgot my password? Absolutely, I forgot my password. Like, why would I remember my password to this? Yeah, let's just use that, whatever that is. I don't know, man. I use one of these Vivid Seats or Ticketmaster or whoever when I got my Pistons floor seats. And it was awesome.
I'm not denying that, but I'm saying when the ticket price is $9 and, you know, whatever your fees are going to cost more than the actual ticket, then that just seems like a scam to me. Hmm. When technically you should be able to go down to the field, to go down to Ford Field and get that ticket for no more than $9. but you can't do that anymore because they're ridiculous about tickets.
What exactly are you saying right now?
That the tick that just like go back to paper tickets and getting them and not charging up the wazoo for fees. We want to go to a game and spend money on your team. We don't want to pay Ticketmaster $25.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I get it. I totally understand what you're saying. Sorry I didn't understand it first. I can't get into like StubHub or anything without creating an account. I know I have an account with one of them. I have no idea what the fees are. But I do understand. Like I should be able to go to the box office window. Let's take a step back right into memory lane. Let's go walk to Olympia, right? And let's go to Tiger Stadium. Let's get in there. Let's get a paper ticket. Yeah, and everything being digital, it's in your digital wallet. You know, create an NFT out of it and sell it on some Bitcoins. You know what I mean? All these people live in this fantasy land. Can I get a paper ticket that I can keep the ticket? You know, my parents, God bless them, my mom and dad, I love them. They usually come to or try to come to one sporting event that I work a year, and they've always saved, like, the tickets. They have this jar. It's like a vase, if you will, packed with tickets. Like kids coming up today, they're not going to get that opportunity to do that because everything's digital. Like, why can't we just print out a paper ticket? I think that if you're a season ticket member, you could still get a paper ticket.
You know what's one of the dumbest things? I don't know if they are still doing it. Comerica Park last year, you know what? You would scan your phone and it would print a receipt out of the little machine that they had. I thought we were trying to save paper. Now you're giving me a receipt?
Yeah, send me a digital copy of the receipt that I'm never going to use. Save it and put it in the write-off bin to go to the write-off people. But give me the printed ticket. I saw the Oakland Raiders, like I said, season ticket members, they do get I think they do get some sort of paper ticket. We say paper, but we mean like a physical ticket. It's not necessarily paper. Theirs looked really cool. I know a lot of different teams are using credentials now, right? So you have a credential just like a media member. I think that makes it a little confusing, but that's just me. And I'm not really looking at credentials because this year I'm going to have an armband and a credential and all kinds of stuff anyway. So we'll see. We'll see what tonight's game has in store. But excited about some of the position battle. About some things to be able to go down there and watch and get to be able to hang out with Danny and Tim 20man, Mike O'Hara, Dan Miller, Uncle Lomas. Get to see Uncle Lomas. Excited about that. Uncle Herm will be out there. So it'll be fun, man. Will Barry be around? The organization just seems to have really, really changed in recent years and how this is all kind of coming together where we have an organization that not only wants to bring the alumni back, but you want to be proud. You want to be proud of your time with the Lions, right? And you want the alumni to feel welcome. You want them to feel appreciated. And anytime, come on back. And, seeing them all at the golf outing there at TPC Dearborn last month, a lot of alumni, a lot of current players. They made a great selection of current players, too. I mean, guys that could just talk. Guys that could just talk. And that's great. That's what you want. You want great fan interaction. I think that the entire attitude surrounding the franchise is much, much different. And I'm looking forward to it. Still no word from Phil, huh?
Still no word. I send an email and text. Nothing.
Man.
Other than the retweet and the favorite. I don't know.
Maybe he's waiting for you to call him.
I don't have a phone number.
Jeez.
I have a cell phone number for his assistant. And an email.
Oh, man.
And I sent our phone number. I said, here's the call-in number for Phil.
Oh, man. That's tough. Well, hey,
maybe Monday, I guess.
Yeah, maybe we'll get him another day. And that's okay. So this is it. Game day is here. Game day is here. We made it. Hey, congratulations. We made it. You did it, bro.
Yeah, you said your call time is 11? Noon?
Noon.
Noon. Yep, noon. Mine is 2 o'clock. I'll be real. I don't know if I'm going to show up that early. Maybe 3. At some point, you can only, stand around and stare at security so long before they wonder who's this weird guy in the lunchroom, you know?
Yeah, you're because you're going to the you're working the, there. It's a road game. So you're in the studio, right?
No, I'm at the Lions tonight.
Wait a minute. What are you're at the Lions
I'm
tonight?
I'm at Ford Field tonight. Yes.
What?
And I'm working the two Tigers games this weekend. But yes, I am at Ford Field tonight, 2 o'clock.
Oh, snap. I'm going to get to see you tonight?
Yeah.
This afternoon?
Yes.
You want me to buy you dinner?
No. I mean, you want to go out after? We might go out after for drinks.
I got a whole bunch of people coming to this game. So there will be activities afterwards.
Oh,
I know of a place nearby sells lamb chops. Right there with my
I'm not even. Is it?
Huh? Don't
is it the ballet?
Don't need to say anything. A little lamb chop. Take you out. This is the song that never. A little lamb chop for you. What do you say, Dan? Tell the wife you're going to be home late tomorrow morning.
She wanted to get a group of her friends to go out to the game and then go out after, but
well, maybe
her friends kind of seemed a little down on that idea. I don't know why. It sounds like the game's at 6. It's going to be over by 9. Who cares?
Great. I didn't even realize that you were working the game tonight when you said your call time. I got dinner. It's on me. You meet me, Dan Miller, John Macaroon's going to join us. You know, I think Dave Burkett, I offered him dinner. He'll be there, Colton. Hi, all you guys. Tabs on the 7th floor, right there on your way to the media row.
When I start meeting the people that I just text all the time, it's going to be weird, though. Because they're going to be like, oh, you're that guy.
Dude, I get it. I understand. I do. I 100% understand. Like, Chris Burke, awesome dude from The Athletic. I would get nervous when I saw him. So I'm like, you know, I really, like, because hey, you do. You feel like you're bothering him. You know what I mean?
And it's exactly.
I understand. But then again, you know, like you got to say it with your chest a little bit. Like, hey, you know, Danny Cahalan, Michigan Sports Network. Good to meet you. I'm the one that texts you every
yeah,
every
but
day
see, and that's the thing. Show. Like when I say my name, they, you know, I do send my name. I'm like, yeah, Dan Cahalan. They aren't reading that. They aren't reading it Cahalan in their brains. They're reading it the, you know, messed up way that their brain sees it. So when I say Cahalan, that doesn't register to anybody.
Oi, I'm Johnny Killahane. Could go with that. Maybe that would work. Hey, regardless, go say hi to everybody tonight. You'd be like, yeah, you got a card? You got a cell phone number? You got a house phone? Better yet, you have a house phone? I know landlines are kind of out, but if you do have an office phone or something, that'd be great. It's that high def, you know, reception. Andy, man, thanks so much for being here this week. Well, we appreciate you. Round of applause.
It was a pleasure.
Filling in for Ryan. Enjoy the Lions game for Andy Shambo, Danny Cahalan, or however you want to say his last name. I'm Anthony Bellino. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll try to connect again with Phil Steele next week. Enjoy Lions football. We made it. Football season officially here.